I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ. I'm an alcoholic, and my name is Ron. Hey, everybody. Good to see you. Tonight, I have the pleasure of teaching on grace, lesson number 18 out of 25. So we're down the trail a little bit here. We'll get to 25 and then start over again. These are the lessons that you work with in step study, which I recommend. We'll talk a little bit about that later and whatnot, but tonight's lesson is on grace. Let's pray before we start. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for this night. Just thank you for everything, the food, Bonnie, thank you, and the music, Will, and Jack running things, and we just thank you for all of it, all the people that participate and help to put this together and inform it. I thank you for the privilege tonight to be able to be up here and speak and teach. And just let me be a channel of your communication so I can say what you want to say, what you want to communicate with everybody tonight, and just help me to kind of stay out of the way. So we love you and praise you and thank you. In your precious name we pray tonight. Amen. Okay. Let's read. This is also really on principle 6 and step 9. So let's read the principle 6. Evaluate all my relationships. Offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me. Is it? Except when to do so would harm them or others. Happy are the merciful, Matthew 5:7. Happy are the peacemakers, 5:9. Okay. Step 9. May direct amends to such people whenever possible. And to do so would injure them or others. And the verse that goes with this is, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. And that's a pretty good version of step 9, really, other than the gift. But being reconciled to people, and people we've wronged, and people we forgive. So, introduction. Tonight we're going to be finish discussing principle 6. A couple weeks ago, Jack taught number 17 on forgiveness, and this runs in with that closely and ties together. We have talked about how to evaluate all my relationships, make a list of all persons I had harmed and of all persons whom had hurt me, offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me, and make direct amends for the harm that I have done to others without expecting anything back. Oy vey, what an order. I can't go through with it. This is not easy stuff, and that's why we're talking tonight about grace, to give us the grace to do these steps. And these steps here are really where the rubber meets the road. And are we serious? Are we going to do this thing the way it's taught and get, you know, when we got to get toe-to-toe and eyeball-to-eyeball with another person? This is stepping out of our recovery cocoon here, I guess you could say, into the real world with other people and saying we're sorry for things that we've done, and also offering forgiveness, which either one can be very hard to do. So the grace is what gets us there, and we'll learn more about that so we can do these things. As we grow as Christians and as we grow in our recovery, we want to follow the guidance and directions of Jesus Christ. As we get to know him better, we want to model his teachings and model his ways. We want to become more like him. Honestly, if we're going to implement principle 6 to the best of our ability, we need to learn to model God's grace. But how? How do we do that? grace. I'm going to read the. I found a dictionary definition that I liked, and there's a lot of them. There's out of seven or eight. Grace has a lot of different meanings, really, and even this one. But this I think broke down what we're talking about, which is a spiritual grace. It says in Christian belief, the free and unmerited favor of God, as manifested in the salvation of sinners and the bestowal of blessings. And then there's a bullet point here. It says, a divinely given talent or blessing. So I was trying to get my head around grace and really what it is and what it does, and it can be a little confusing. There's grace, mercy, forgiveness, and everything, and to me they kind of can start running together, but this helped. And I really see two things here. They're talking about a grace as to which is to our salvation, which I will call grace one, and then a secondary grace of blessing, asking for blessing and help in trouble, asking for grace in doing this step, doing what we need to do. So there's two things going on here. Grace of salvation, things to talk about that, we'll be talking about that tonight, and grace of unmerited favor and blessing that we can ask for. So I thought that was a good, quick little description there. The key verses of Celebrate Recovery are 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10. But he said to me, my grace is enough for you. When you are weak, my power is made perfect in you. So I am very happy to brag about my weaknesses. Then Christ's power can live in me. For this reason, I am happy when I have weaknesses, insults, hard times, sufferings, and all kinds of troubles for Christ. Because when I am weak, then I am truly strong. And this is Paul talking, who wrote a good portion of the New Testament. So, okay, I'm so happy that I'm weak and lazy and afraid, and I don't want to do this. So, I'm happy. Okay, all right. We'll tell your face then, right? Okay, let's look at tonight's acrostic, which is grace. And does everybody have the grace handout? Anybody need it? Need a copy? Hold up your hand. Jeff's over there on the ready. You're good? Danny? A pen? Everybody got a pen? Okay. So the acrostic, grace. G is for God's gift. God's gift. Write that down. Received by our faith. The R. Received by our faith. A, accepted by God's love. Accepted by God's love. C, Christ. Christ paid the price. And E, everlasting gift. So, God received, accepted Christ and everlasting. Everybody good? All right, the G in grace is God's gift. Grace is a gift. Grace cannot be bought. It is freely given by God to you and me. Romans 3:24 tells us all need to be made right with God by His grace, which is a free gift. They need to be made free from sin through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:3 says, prepare your minds for service and have self-control, which in some versions says be sober. All your hope should be for the gift of grace that will be yours when Jesus Christ is shown or revealed to you. When Jesus is revealed to you, I like that, prepare your minds for service. That's what we're doing here. That's what we do in the step studies. We're preparing. We're working and preparing our minds under self-control, being sober, so we can focus and pay attention and think. And service, you say, well, what's the service? The service is to ourselves, really, and hopefully to others. And by us doing, you know, a lot of people aren't doing this stuff. I mean, they're not going to people and saying they're sorry for what they've done or offering forgiveness. So it stands out a bit. People see that. People take note of that. That's a service to them. The biggest service is to ourselves, really. But hopefully some, you know, come along and see that, and we can be of help in ways that we don't even realize. And I put down here, too, Christ shown to you, Christ revealed to you, which we would ask to be blessed, ask would be grace to do. Sometimes Christ is revealed and grace granted when I step out in faith and start the action of amends or act of forgiveness. Action can be king, or faith is action. So, and sometimes by stepping out, that being in faith and stepping out before anything, that builds that. He gives it to you right then, and you can finish the job and do it. But sometimes we have to initiate it or start it by our action and showing that, yeah, we're involved in this too. And that was kind of a big part of my story, if you heard me last week when I got my coin. But I took the action first, and then all of this followed. It was pretty cool. It's kind of amazing. His grace and love for me gives me the strength to make the amends and offer the fit forgiveness Principle 6 requires. So grace is a free gift from God. And how do we receive God's gift of grace? That's the R in grace. Received by our faith. No matter how hard we may work, we cannot earn our way into heaven. Only by professing our faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior can we experience His grace and have eternal life. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so no one can boast." Let me share another verse with you. Philippians 3:9 states, "No longer counting on being saved by being good enough or by obeying God's laws," the Old Testament, "but by trusting Christ to save me. For God's way of making us right with Him depends on faith. Counting on Christ alone." And again, that's the grace unto salvation. Grace our salvation. Romans 5:2 says of Jesus, "Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." Just a word of warning, our walk needs to match our talk. Our beliefs and values are seen by others in our actions. And it is through our faith in Christ that we can find the strength and courage needed for us to take the action. Principle 6 requires making your amends and offering your forgiveness. Take the action that Principle 6 requires by making your amends, offering your forgiveness. So we receive God's grace by our faith. Next letter in grace is A, accepted. We are accepted by God's love. God loved you and me while we were still out there sinning. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinning, Christ died for us. We didn't clean up before we came to Christ. He helped us clean up after we came to him. He accepted us that way, dirty as I look at it. We can in turn love others because God first loved us. We can also forgive others because God first forgave us. Colossians 3:13 says, "Be gentle and ready to forgive. Never hold grudges. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others." And Matthew 6:14 puts it that because God has forgiven us our sins, we have to forgive others of their sins, or you will not be forgiven from God. So he puts it a little harder, like it's a pretty strong commandment. Ephesians 2:5 reminds us that though we were spiritually dead because of the things we did against God, he gave us new life with Christ. You have been saved by God's grace. This is the grace for salvation, unmerited. I don't know about you, but I know that I do not deserve God's love. But the good news is he accepts me in spite of myself. He sees all my failures and loves me anyway. And the same goes for you. Hebrews 4:16 tells us, "Let us then feel very sure that we can come before God's throne where there is grace. There we can receive mercy and grace to help us when we need it." So to me, this is God's grace for a blessing, for help. God helping us, times of trouble, helping us to work these steps. It's there all the time. In doing this, it just kind of sprung out to me. It's like a spiritual tool. And it's just laying there. All we have to do is ask. Are we even conscientious of it? Do we even think about it? I don't. So that was a good lesson for me. Like if you don't take the tools out of the toolbox and use them, they just sit in there. But that can be of huge value. We can do it or we cannot. But what, you know, why not? It's just he's there. He wants to help us. We got to ask, participate. So that's awesome. We are accepted by God's love in both grace for salvation and grace for blessings where needed and when needed. Let's move on to the C in grace. Christ paid the price. Jesus died on the cross so that all our sins, all our wrongs are forgiven. He paid the price, sacrificed himself for you and me so that we may be with him forever. When we accept Christ's work on the cross, we are made a new creation. We can then rely on God's strength and power to enable us to offer forgiveness and make amends. We can set aside our pride and selfishness and speak truth with love. Remember also, we focus only on our part in making amends or offering our forgiveness. This is about us. This isn't to chastise others, judge others. This is our inventory, our story, our life, our progress. Leave the judging to God. That's his job. And he probably does a much better job than we do. But just clean up your side of the street is what I was taught. Take care of your side, clean it up. Don't worry about what they're doing and what they seem to be getting away with, or I can't forgive them for that. It's just too grievous. And I guess we got to think about what God's forgiven us for. And but in any case, that's the way God teaches it. So that's the way it is. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In Christ we are set free by the blood of his death. So we have forgiveness of sins. How rich is God's grace." Christ paid the price for us. Last letter in grace is E. God's grace is an everlasting gift. Everlasting. Once you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, God's gift of grace is forever and ever, eternal. It's a long time. It's awesome. Let me read a quote from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, pages 83-84. "Once you have completed step 9, you will know a new freedom and a new happiness. You will comprehend the word serenity and know peace. You will suddenly realize that God is doing for you what you could not do for yourself." And here's a quote from the real Big Book, the Bible. "And I am sure that God, who began the work within you, will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you is finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns." Philippians 1:6. Also, 2 Thessalonians 2:16 states, "May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father encourage you and strengthen you in every good thing that you do and say." God loved us, and through his grace, he gave us good hope and encouragement that continues forever. I cut my teeth on AA because CR wasn't even here yet when I got sober. So some of this stuff means a lot to me. Because when you do this and this happens, it's just in here, and it's awesome, and it's right. And when you're new and you look at that and you think, "Oh yeah, right, sure, you bet." But then when you do it and hopefully get somebody like I did to kick me in the head and do some of this stuff and see the results, it's awesome. And it's true. There's some more. I was going to read more of the Big Book, but there's just not enough time. There's just some good stuff in there that I think people don't realize. Anyway, God's grace and salvation is an everlasting gift. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yeah. "For you have been chosen by God himself. You are God's very own. All this so that you may show to others how God called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light." And that was sort of my theme, if you heard me last week. It's just a big part of my sobriety to try, anyway, to help others at least, get out there and try and see what happens. You might be surprised. And that's where I learned, too, by doing. I wasn't going to get it by sitting around hearing about it. And, okay, that's great. I had to actually get out and start doing some stuff. And that's when the magic started happening. And so for others, I like this for others, because once you've been here and you've been in recovery and you've dealt with your hurt, hang up, whatever you've been in here for, and you've had success with it, you have a very unique gift to pass on to others. There's other people that have your problem that you can relate to. AA says it's like one alcoholic talking to another alcoholic, because we get each other. And so whatever your problem or issue, and somebody else has that, you get each other and whatnot. And so you've been down the road of recovery and they haven't, so you can offer that. You have something to offer. And so I urge you that you do that, use that, and it just helping somebody else and seeing them recover, seeing the people around here that I have seen since I've been here come in, like Jack, an atheist. We'd all say we sit around the room and I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and you get to Jack, and I'm Jack. So, okay, all right. And look, here he is leading the show. So it's awesome. Okay. I stand before you as a product of God's grace. Everyone here this evening who has let Christ into his or her life is also a product of God's grace. As we model this grace, we will be able to do the work that Principle 6 requires. So I want to cap this off with just a little review. This was out of the workbook for the step study group. There's four of these, and at the very end of this step, it says, which I think was really some good stuff. Now you are ready to start modeling God's grace by working Principle 6. Number one, take the names of the individuals that you listed on your amends list, page 43. Two, highlight the ones you can take care of immediately. Three, review them one more time with your sponsor or accountability partner to ensure that making an amends or offering your forgiveness to the individual would not injure them or others. And this is such a key thing. We need some help with this. We're very very creative at sinning and hurting people and all that. So you got all different things and kinds. And so it's just nice to get another opinion. And I think it's necessary, because sometimes I've seen some people jump in here and just go to this step first and go out in the world and being brave and all that, and it's been a disaster because they just weren't ready for it yet. And so have you worked all the steps up to this step? There's eight steps before you get to the ninth. There's five principles before you get to six. And each one lays a foundation for the next one. Step one lays a foundation for step two, for the foundation for step three. So by the time you're here, you've got some history here, and you've done some work. And we're not, it's not just looking just at this. We've done a lot of work, and some good work at this point that should be making us feel pretty good, but yet this can still, and this, like I say, is where the rubber meets the road, where you got to really go out of sight of this. And so I highly recommend a step study. I'm not sure that's really the meat and potatoes here, and that's where you'll, do you have a sponsor? Do you have accountability partners? And that's a place that we go, and there's other people there that help you do those things and help you have contacts and be part of this deal. And after I went through step study, I really felt a part of CR, like I had done the work and knew some people really close. You really get close with people. And so you feel comfortable talking about that, sharing with them amends you have to make or forgiveness and whatnot. So step study, build a foundation, get a sponsor. Sponsor is somebody that's ahead of you. That's been through this, has some history. Accountability partner can just be a peer, somebody that came in when you did or after you came in, or but hasn't, is kind of in the recovery place where you are, but you can still share, you can still be accountable to each other for your drinking or looking at porn or overeating or whatever it is you're into. Four, pray, asking God to show you the right time to make the amends or offer your forgiveness. Read the principle 6b verses on page 57. And five, develop a plan for making amends to those on your list that you cannot make immediately. If someone on your list has died or you cannot locate him or her, you can write the person a letter and share it with your support team. So that's kind of a little wrap up on the backside of step nine there in principle six. Let's close with a prayer. Dear God, thank you for your love, for your freely given grace. Help me model your ways when I make my amends to those I have hurt and offer my forgiveness to those who have injured me. Help me to set aside my selfishness and speak the truth in love. I pray that I would focus only on my part, my responsibility in the issue. I know that I can forgive others because you first forgave me. Thank you for your loving me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you all. Thank you for listening to me.